Welcome to Cryptid Picnic's mini picnic episode,
where one of your co-hosts will share a bite-sized treat with you.
So get cozy
and enjoy.
Hey everyone, it's your co-host Carla. Today I will be sharing with you something that is near and dear to my little heart, and that is Swedish fika. Several years back, my university advisor suggested a special photography course. I worked, I saved for the trip, and I was lucky to be accepted for a scholarship. It was the first time that I was really out of the country, and we spent a very short 5 to 6 weeks for a summer course that focused on Scandinavia and black and white film analog photography. During our first class on the Swedish campus, we stopped class at 10 in the morning, and everyone converged onto the cafe, all the other students and teachers alike. The cafe was set up with tables, couches, and booths everywhere. The cafe was attached to an open library, and student artwork hung everywhere. Large windows with long draped, colorful curtains lined an entire wall, letting in plenty of natural light. There were multiple coffee machines and a small snack bar. Classes were wrapping up for the year, but these break times were both common and still a little special. Many warmly welcomed us and told us the most important Swedish thing we needed to know about was fika. Fika is spelled F-I-K-A and pronounced fika. Fika is a long-standing and deeply rooted Swedish tradition. You could go so far as to say it's kind of a ritual of taking a break in one's day to enjoy a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, and maybe a little something light to eat. This usually includes a baked good like a cinnamon bun or a chocolate ball or even an open-faced sandwich. While you can take a fika break on your own, most often it's a social tradition that is enjoyed with others, whether that's family and friends or coworkers. Fika is for anyone and everyone. Traditionally, instead of coffee, kids in Sweden would drink saft. Saft is a sweetened drink made from fruit concentrate, or homemade if you're lucky. Hot cocoa or lemonade is another delicious fika treat. After we grabbed a mug of something warm, our teacher encouraged us not to talk about class. Instead, talk about ourselves. Ask questions to each other. Talk about our lives, experiences. Step outside and enjoy the nice weather. And that's what I did. When you stepped through the doors from the cafe outside, you stepped onto a stone patio. The campus was nestled into the forest on a hill, and it overlooked a lake. Surrounded with beautiful greenery, blooming flowers, and there was a panorama of the village across the lake. The wind in the trees, the mossy rocks, the fresh air, it was almost ethereal. For me, it felt like a sweet cottagecore fairy tale, and I can't help but feel that same sense of magic and whimsy when I have fika now. And then to rejoin the others and have conversations with stories from our lives, to talk to the students about their artwork or where they're going or what they're doing for the summer. My Swedish sources have explained to me. See, Ivy and I have a picnic every week or every other week. But a picnic isn't the same as fika. You can have a fika while you picnic, but picnics are bigger meals and experiences. You're more focused on the food. You can have food with fika, but fika is about that mindset, connecting with others or enjoying a moment of solitude with a calming peace of mind. So of course, fika has many different meanings to different individuals. For some, it's an integral time to stay connected. For others, it's an important break in the day to recharge. But whatever the personal significance, FICA is about community and taking the time to appreciate the good things in life. So today, I encourage you to step away from whatever you're doing, fill yourself with a warm drink and a lovely state of mind. Take a little time for a FICA. Thanks for listening, and until next time.
As always, thank you for listening. We invite you to post some of your own fascinating folklore or delicious recipes for a treat in the comments. If you leave us a scary or a silly review wherever you listen to your podcast, it really helps us. Follow us on all socials. We are Cryptid Picnic Podcast on Instagram, Threads, and Facebook.
You can also follow me on my own Instagram at it's Ivy Boyd and TikTok at Ivy_Boyd. I promise it's a good time for even more spooky content. And join us next time for another installment of Cryptic Picnic, where we will bring you more stories of intrigue, discovery, and laughter.
Join us or else.
This podcast is researched, produced, and edited by both Ivy and Carla. Music is by Dimitri Terrace from Pixabay.
Hot cocoa or lemonade is also another delicious. Shit. Swedish fika.